they wanted us to go on with our lives and have careers, and they worked at it. They taught us. They became our friend as well as our instructors, and learning was fun. It they made learning fun. Even if you didn't want to, they were on first name basis with your parents. Wow. And you had to. and it was, you know, it was, they taught us social things as well as educational. They taught us how to dance, because we didn't dance. You know, they taught us the latest dances, and actually they would take us to Mohaw's. In the summer, they had some type of camp in the spring, during spring break. And we would go down to some of the concerts, to some of the plays. They made sure, and if we wanted to, they would take us there, because we didn't have transportation. Only transportation at that time, if your parents didn't have a car, was the Greyhound bus from Roswell to Atlanta. You'd have to catch it as it, you know, as it went through. And we would, just talk some of the, you know, some of the parents, if it was more than one carload. And we would go to plays and different activities going on the college campus. And we got to be seniors, you know, to introduce us to that life, to encourage us to want to go on. And they encouraged us to become active in different, like you would have different contests and, you know, workshops and that sort of thing. Well, we could go. And then in the summer, they would have different learning types of learning camps, maybe for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. They would encourage our parents to send us and make sure that we got the information so that we would have an opportunity to go. So it was, they just took a real deep interest in our learning, in our becoming better, and encouraging us to be as much as we could. And that's something we don't have now. Self-esteem. Our kids are cut down daily. I worked in the system. I saw it. I watched it. Wow. You can't do. You won't do. You're not doing. Never you can. Mm-hmm. You know, just continuously knocking down. But when we were in school, it was always encouraging. You can do this. Never say can't. You can do it. It's here. And given extra time, math was a killer for me. But, you know, my math teacher hooked me up with one guy who was a math genius. And I love that guy. Oh, I loved him. That was the only way I passed geometry. And I'm certainly glad I don't have to do it now. But, and in all of school, geometry? My gosh, what is that? But they were determined. And we didn't have books that did all of this. I mean, they would go beyond to make sure we had a taste of everything that was out there so that we would have a fighting chance when we left Bailey Johnson.
That is wonderful. Well, I want to say thank you very much, Mother. I really, really appreciate that.